This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A leaked truce proposal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas appears to show signs of compromise by both parties. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The proposal comes after months of talks. Hamas has said it will send a delegation to Cairo as soon as possible. The development comes as an Israeli strike on the southern Gaza town of Rafah killed several people, most of them children. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah and has threatened to send in ground troops. Over a million Palestinians have sought refuge in the city on the Egyptian border. The United States and others have urged Israel not to invade, fearing a humanitarian catastrophe. I'm Karen Chamas.
The availability of food in the Gaza Strip has slightly improved, though the risk of famine in the besieged territory remains, the World Health Organization said on Friday. Compared to a few months ago, quote, definitely there is more basic food, more wheat, but also a little bit more diversified food on the market, not just in the south, also in the north, the WHO representative in the Palestinian territory said. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and promised £3 billion, or $3.74 billion, of annual military for aid for Ukraine on Thursday.
We are thankful to your government and to Prime Minister and Minister also of Defense for supporting this last package, military support for Ukrainian soldiers.
Presidential Press Service released video of the meeting on Friday. Britain's top diplomat celebrated the release of the long-awaited U.S. Congress package. This is VOA News. Germany and the Czech Republic on Friday blamed Russia for a series of recent cyber attacks, prompting the European Union to warn that Moscow would face consequences for its, quote, malicious behavior in cyberspace. The accusations come at a time of strained relations between Russia and the West following Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine and the European Union's support for Kyiv. Angry youths in Chad are pulling down campaign posters in protest of what they call an attempt to seize power, as opposition challengers in the May 6th election say several hundred of their supporters have been arrested. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Several hundred civilians shout as they pull down campaign posters of Chad's transitional president, General Mahamat Idriss Deby. The posters have come down in several towns, including Chad's capital N'Djamena and Mundu, the Central African nation's second most populated city. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
U.S. President Joe Biden will award the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Friday to politicians, activists, athletes, and more. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden presides over a ceremony awarding the Medal of Freedom today to 19 people for their uplifting contributions in several fields. It's the nation's highest civilian honor. Well-known recipients include John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, Al Gore, and Michael Bloomberg, Olympic swimming phenom Katie Ledecky, and Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh. 93-year-old civil rights activist Clarence B. Jones, who helped write Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, says he thought he was being pranked when he received the call from the White House. The other recipients are Representative James Clyburn, former Senator Elizabeth Dole, and astronomer Jane Rigby, chief scientist of the world's most powerful telescope. Jennifer King, Washington.
Britain's High Court ruled on Friday the government had acted unlawfully when it approved elements of its plans to meet net zero targets based on, quote, vague and unquantified information. It's the second time in 2 years the court has ruled that ministers are not following Britain's own climate change laws. A judge handed down a similar ruling in 2022. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, in power since October that year, has faced persistent criticism. He is watering down the country's commitment to net zero targets after a series of climate policy reversals. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.